You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 02, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. A federal lawsuit has been filed against the Cumberland Valley School District in Pennsylvania for racial discrimination and a hostile environment for black students. Attorneys George Farneth and Nicholas Miller represent two brothers identified as John Doe 1 and John Doe 2. The lawsuit alleges that a math teacher compared John Doe 1, an African-American student, to a monkey by holding up a picture of the animal. The teacher also allegedly made derogatory remarks about John Doe 1 to the class, leading to laughter from peers. John Doe 1 was referred to as an angry black youth, a phrase that perpetuates harmful racial stereotypes. This stereotype has historically justified disproportionate disciplinary actions against black youth, contributing to the school-to-prison pipeline. The lawsuit highlights disparities in educational support and disciplinary actions based on race. John Doe 1 lacked support for a learning disability and did not receive the Individualized Education Program, IEP, he needed. While white students received necessary learning support, John Doe 1 did not, resulting in him repeating courses. When targeted by peers for his race, John Doe 1 faced unfair punishment, while white students received lesser or no consequences. Another incident involved a science teacher reading a list of John Doe 1's alleged behavioral issues in front of the class. A hostile environment in schools refers to unwelcome conduct based on race that interferes with a student's educational experience. Attorneys believe this lawsuit is part of a larger pattern of discrimination within the district, with more lawsuits expected. Attorney George Farneth stated that the school district is not listening and failing to address the problem. The lawsuit accuses school leaders of fostering a culture of discrimination through biased disciplinary practices and a lack of diversity among staff. Ignoring complaints about discrimination and using discriminatory language contributes to this culture. Unequal access to resources and over-reliance on law enforcement for minor infractions disproportionately affect certain groups. Data from the U.S. Department of Education shows significant racial disparities in student referrals to law enforcement. The Civil Rights Data Collection, CRDC, from 2017-2018 indicates persistent racial disparities in student involvement with police. The CRDC collects data on key education and civil rights issues in public schools, including disciplinary actions disaggregated by race. Student referrals to law enforcement involve school officials contacting police regarding a student's behavior. Consequences can range from informal conversations to formal complaints and arrests, impacting students' academic outcomes and psychological well-being. Approximately 1.6% of school disciplinary offenses result in formal juvenile complaints. Racial discrimination in schools leads to unfair treatment based on race, adversely affecting educational experiences and outcomes. Disparities can stem from subjective disciplinary codes, a lack of cultural competency among staff, and over-policing of schools. Civil rights lawsuits against school districts typically cite federal statutes prohibiting discrimination, including Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act prohibits discrimination based on disability, while the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act ensures access to a free, appropriate public education. Long-term effects of discrimination on students include declines in grades, increased truancy, and social-emotional challenges. Students may experience anxiety, social isolation, and changes in self-esteem due to discrimination. The family unit may also face strain and increased stress due to legal recourse. While some students develop resilience and advocacy skills, it often comes at a significant personal cost. The Cumberland Valley School District's response to these allegations will be closely monitored as the legal process unfolds. Copyright African Elements.